My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a Patriots Friday, and Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, will join us in a half an hour at 7:30. And then I have a mystery guest for you at 9 on today's show. And our guy, Nick Kostos, is back at 9:30.
Daddy.
With no sweat bets for you. Wow. What, Curtis?
I wasn't expecting. Oh, daddy! Yeah, oh, I got.
He became
it.
A dad.
Oh my god!
Curtis thought you were hoped you were talking to him. I really don't want to belabor the COD point to prove myself right, but this is Joe, family in the seafood biz. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Joe, out of Hull. My family's been in the seafood business as fishermen and processes for over 100 years.
100 years. Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
The company's F.J. O'Hara, right up the street from you in La Dida Seaport now.
Yeah.
And both are true.
Okay? Okay.
Cod is a fish, and catch of the day is a nickname for serving it in restaurants.
Thank you. I knew I was right.
You said it wasn't a fish.
You should ask, is it what type of fish it is?
Right. You should. If you order catch of the day, you should ask. Yes.
And one of the things, fish and chips is traditionally haddock or cod. But again, you should ask. It could be monkfish. It could be catfish. It could be anything.
Thank you.
But how could it be? Wait, Joe. How could it be cod if cod isn't a fish?
Curtis, we're up against the clock.
Cod is a fish.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all we were arguing.
We are up against the clock. Need to get to the rest of this morning's leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. A follow-up of a story that we followed last fall. The Chiefs may have won the game last night, but they've lost a fan for at least the next 17 and a half years. Xavier Babudar, also known as Chiefsaholic, was sentenced yesterday.
Oh, no.
For that string of bank robberies that he was attached to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
17 and a half years in federal prison for Chiefsaholic. So if you are a Chiefs fan and you looked forward to seeing him at games and his garb, if you're watching on Twitch, that's what he would look like at all the games.
Yeah.
Or if you liked to watch his hype videos that he would release before every game.
Jeez.
Not going to happen for quite some time.
Nope.
Around and found out.
How many Super Bowls do you think Patrick Mahomes will have won by the time he gets out?
I would say
another couple at least.
Yeah, at least two or three.
3. We'll see you in 15 years, buddy.
This is the only person in the Chiefs orbit that's actually paid for their crimes.
All right. Is somebody going to replace him? Like, is another fan going to step up?
I would hope so. Yeah. I know that a lot of young fans were always very excited when they saw Chiefsaholic. Yeah. They just didn't know that he was a bank robber across many states, actually.
All right. Wow. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome. Wiggy,
good morning.
All right, good morning. So last night's game and watching that as Pats fans, does it make you feel any different on what you're going to be seeing? Because if those were like the two teams that everybody feels like could be in the AFC Championship, how far away are the Patriots?
A long way away.
Especially when you look at the, you know, my opinion, the most important thing is really the play of the quarterbacks. Because look at both teams, skilled players, right?
Well, they both have very skilled players, though. Let's skip defense for a minute and let's talk offense.
Yes, is what I'm talking
about. The addition of King Henry is an extraordinary addition for that football
team. But they did a good job against them. I think when you look, my thing is the skill players.
He scored the very first touchdown last night.
I know, but he had 16 carries for 40 yards?
I'm just telling you, they have added, they are willing to spend and add guys, mm-hmm. even though they are playoff teams. That's what you've got to do.
Right, but to me, I think the biggest takeaway last night is the ability of the quarterbacks to elevate guys. Like Zay Flowers, we know, is a first-round pick. He looks like he's going to be a good receiver. Rashee Rice looks like he's going to be a good receiver. Travis Kelce doesn't look the same. It's not like there was unbelievable skilled talent out there, like top five wide receivers. I think it's just the play of the quarterbacks that elevate the guys around them and what they're able to do. When we talk about extend plays, make guys be able to get open, it just looks like offensively, and like I said, I'm not doing the skill plays. I'm looking strictly at the quarterback, and the play is so far away if you're New England. That's why I cannot wait. I don't know when it's going to be. I cannot wait to see Drake May, because I want to see if he can, you know,
if he could be that kind of guy.
If he could be that kind of guy that can elevate, you know, those players when you look at it.
Well, unfortunately, even Patrick Mahomes can't elevate Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, man. Oh,
I was so ready to celebrate that.
Curtis, you were as close as Isaiah Likely was to score that touchdown.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if the first touchdown of the season by the Chiefs is Juju?
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line. Which happens first? Chiefsaholic, or whatever his name is, gets out of jail, or the Patriots are in the playoffs?
Ooh.
Well, given how they treat the Chiefs people, it'll be Chiefsaholic out of jail.
Yeah,
time served.
I'm going to lean on that one.
They'll commute his sentence like they did Britt Reid.
I don't know. Is there some possibility that they win this game Sunday because the Bengals start slow, Wiggy?
When you look at it, if the Bengals start slow, you're probably going to start slow. Just the way offenses are in the NFL, it takes some time. So you'll start slow. They just have more talent, and their quarterback is far superior than the guy you're going to have on the field. So I don't think so.
All right. I'm going to pivot based on what Wiggy said. I was going to discuss the ridiculous fascination that America has now with the Kansas City Chiefs and the film that we can all watch soon on the Hallmark Channel about the Chiefs. I understand it. It's just, as a Patriots fan, it's upsetting that these kinds of things used to be given to the New England Patriots. Yeah. But I will, based on what you said, the news I thought yesterday was interesting when it came to the Brandon Ayuk offer from the New England Patriots, $80 million. Mm. $80 million was guaranteed in that offer. So for those who suggest that Robert Kraft at times may be cheap, I think in this particular case, you can't say that. And that leads me to suggest that if you are willing to offer Brandon Ayuk $80 million guaranteed, where were you with any kind of a left tackle in any way, shape, or form. Am I getting a round of applause for you on this, Shine?
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Smoke him.
And some kind of guaranteed money and a legit offer for somebody at a position that you've known for at least the last two, maybe three seasons is one that you are bereft in.
Mm.
Like that, and I don't know who you put that on. Do you put that on Elliot Wolf? He's only been here for a short period of time.
No, that's not on Elliot Wolf.
Okay.
The decision to go after Ayuk, it's also, though, Greg, it's the timing of it. If they had begun the process of attempting to acquire Brandon Ayuk around the draft, maybe it would have been done. Maybe they would have had it done in the offseason. It's the lack of prioritizing any sort of big-time ad, minus these offseason following the Bucks championship. They always wait for everybody else, which is what they were able to do. If you have Mahomes, you can sit it out and sign Juju like in late August. But if you're the Patriots, you need to bring talent in as quick as possible.
Well, I think the thing when you look at is the contract that Trent Williams got. Do you say, okay, maybe we should have went after Trent Williams, left tackle?
I hate when people in the Twitch chat or elsewhere say there was nobody available. Yes, there are better options.
Jonah Williams, Jonah Jackson, two of those guys are better options that are
at least a manageable left tackle for this football
team.
I put
that in Elliot Wolf, though, because if the reports are true and they were willing to give Brandon Ayuk $80 million in guarantee,
yes,
then that tells me Robert was willing to spend money.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And Elliot was like well,
they just ignored it.
Yeah,
just ignored the position.
Well, and if you're allowed to spend money now, be consistent, and so the next opportunity you have, also offer money to a big name player. Like if Jamar Chase becomes available, you should be offering a ton of money to that guy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, those are this morning's leads. And let me just, since I mentioned it briefly, the Hallmark Channel, in advance of Christmas, has announced a new forthcoming holiday film. You know, they do all the Christmas movies on Hallmark. And it is called, the movie is called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Wow.
And would you like to know who stars in it? Donna Kelsey.
Yep.
Is a star in the Hallmark film.
Wow.
All right.
Get that bag.
Would you like to listen to the trailer? Go ahead if you could, Sean.
Saturday, November 30th.
Now,
for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it all on the field.
How about those?
Chiefs.
Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story, all new Saturday, November 30th, part of Countdown to Christmas, only on Hallmark Channel.
I have a couple questions. In the movie, do the guests speed to get there and then get in an accident, and is the dog used in a fighting ring?
Probably not. That was left on the cutting room floor.
Oh.
I tell you, Taylor Swift, if I'm Travis, what's her name, Donna?
Yeah.
Jason, I would be in... My daddy doesn't really do much. I would be thanking Taylor for the fame that they are bringing to the Kelsey family. Because we've seen brothers in the Super Bowl before win championships. We actually talk to one all the time, and Devin McCourty. I don't see no Hallmark film about him and his brother.
It's not really going to be about them. Donna Kelsey's just in it.
I don't see Devin's mom starring in the film.
We agree.
You know, that's the world of Taylor Swift. Anyway, because you know what Hallmark's doing? Donna, we get you in. Any chance Taylor makes a...
Maybe just Taylor's
just
in the background.
Quick cameo?
I think that they're hoping that Travis and Taylor maybe go to the premiere.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift effect is real.
Yeah.
She took... You know, Travis Kelsey was a good player and, you know, great tight end. Jason was a good center, but... Now, all of a sudden, $100 million podcast.
They're now Shaq and Kobe. But, Courtney,
yes.
I have an idea. Not like Taylor would need a good idea. She's the brilliant businesswoman. But if they do get engaged, it would be a really funny caption if she said, just got a contract extension.
Yeah, that would be very good.
Courtney, right. I'm back. I might be owing you $500 because if I'm Travis Kelce, there's nothing in this world that I'm doing to leave Taylor Swift.
Or they're just in
nothing.
Love.
No. Nothing. I don't care.
What are the odds of that?
I'm listening.
Love is real.
I am going to be like, if Travis better take a page out of Stedman's book, do whatever you got to do to make sure that Taylor always is like, this is my man.
Curtis, Texter points out scene 5 is an alleged groping incident with a brother of a quarterback.
Oh, God.
You forgot that one.
Right, in which they get the bar manager fired who actually saw it.
All right.
But isn't it amazing how great Mahomes is with all that chaos around
him?
So
good.
His dad's in trouble all the time. His brother's a nincompoop.
He's also like the greatest matador I've ever seen. Like last night, he had a free rusher coming right at him, and he just laid him out of the way and then made the pass.
He's so good.
He's awesome.
You know what bothers me, though? His intentional fast walk.
Oh, I hate it. Like the giraffe.
After every play, it's so annoying.
Why?
And the finger thing.
Oh, yeah. So stupid effing annoying.
Oh, it is.
We get it, dude. You're a hardo. We get it. Like, give me a break on that.
Right. At least give me a little bit of a jog.
It's so annoying.
It's a waddle.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And speaking of that, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Chiefs win the first game of the NFL season after a wild final play that saw Lamar Jackson find Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone for what looked like it could possibly be a touchdown, but it was overturned as Likely's toe was just a hair out. Final score 27-20. Patrick Mahomes completed 20 of 28 passes for 291 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Lamar Jackson completed 26 of 41 for 273 yards and a touchdown. Lamar was asked about the overturned call. Here's what he had to say after the game.
So, Lamar, your perspective on that Zay's touchdown?
You said it, James. I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it's a touchdown.
His foot was out of bounds.
Definitely not a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, we love you, Lamar, but damn, his foot was out of bounds.
Another matchup tonight, this time in Brazil. Packers and Eagles facing off at 8:15. And your Pats will be in Cincinnati on 1-1 on Sunday. We will talk with Jelani Tavai on this Patriots Friday at 7:30.
You mean you will be on 1 at Cisco at 1 o'clock on Sunday on Nantucket.
That is correct.
Wild enough.
That is correct.
Courtney was angling for a little remote show.
Oh,
on Monday.
You better stop it right now.
That's what you wanted. That is what you wanted.
That sounds like Courtney.
Uh-huh. Or Shime, shut your mouth. You wanted it.
No, I said if we weren't going to Gillette, I would ask about it.
I'll pull receipts.
Okay,
pull them.
All right.
I believe Breece Hill said, "Dad, don't ruin Sunday," in a group message.
he did say that, but I gotta work.
Yeah, me too.
Gotta be here. We gotta be at Gillette with Gerard Mayo and Boomer Esiason on Monday.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Don't let your night job get in the way of the day job.
Yeah, don't let it affect it.
Nope. Oh, so PJ back?
No.
Ferry. Probably slow ferry.
Fast ferry for me.
Me too. The Sox are back in action tonight, 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox with Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
62 degrees. It's always sunny at the lovely WEEI studios. Afternoon high, 74.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Monday, we will be at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, finally, with Gerard Mayo there with us on Monday and Boomer Esiason on the show after week one of the NFL season. And the Chiefs trying to three-peat, get it started the right way with a win down to the wire last night, but a win is a win. And
are you trying to rile me up, Greg?
What do you mean?
The text exchange. Are
that's to your benefit.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I thought you were saying that.
Jeez, you're so confrontational today.
What? I'm not confrontational at all.
The
Let's go, Pats.
Seaport Jack said over the specials, the features at Savor last night.
And you know what? You should try that place.
One of them was the fish special, $44. Local cod filet. So I'm wrong.
All right.
Curtis is right.
Well, no, I'm not right. It's just America.
Wild mushrooms, English peas, and a tarragon broth.
I love English peas.
Gross.
Me too.
Said nobody ever.
I was just
ever.
Thinking
awful.
That.
Shout out to you, Courtney.
Like an English pea and an arancini. Delicious.
Oh, God. I always get rid of
them. Or a shepherd's pie.
What is wrong with you? English peas.
Peas.
Greg, can I give a brief complaint to the restaurants in the Boston area? I don't go out much anymore.
Yes.
But we need more like mushroom sauces. It is maybe the most underrated addition. You can put it on steak. You can put it on fish. Put a little potato in that puppy.
You're right.
Mushrooms, very good for you, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes. Very, very good
Love
for you.
Love mushrooms.
When it comes to that vegetable category.
And you know this show, much better on shrooms.
Do you want to know why Greg likes mushrooms so much?
Why, Shime?
Because they're a bunch of fun guys.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Ken just crashed.
You should. I would choose comedy over wagering if I were you.
Oh, yikes.
Thank you. Whoops. I would love to be a stand-up comedian, Greg, but I prefer sitting.
Your performance was off a little bit last night.
You know.
Just a little bit.
50-50. It's fine. It happens.
I believe you had the Ravens.
No harm, no foul.
Had the Ravens.
Yeah, we cashed on that Derrick Henry touchdown, though, right away, which felt so good.
I believe Shime said, it's the best bet on the board. Ravens +3.
I also said the Derrick Henry touchdown was my favorite prop on the board.
Yeah, that was a
right.
good one.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about your best bet.
Yep. Yeah, I hit two, I missed two. It is what it is.
Subaru of New England text line. You know what, Shime? Because we're about to talk with Jelani Tavai of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Let's do They Said It at 8:20 this morning.
I think that's an excellent
if
idea.
If that is okay with you.
It's great.
781 text on the Subaru of New England text line asking if we are doing pick six again this year against the afternoon show. We're not. But I did have an idea. Would you be interested if we take the entire staff here at WEEI, the on-air staff, would you be interested in a, you probably can't call it what it used to be called, but would you be interested in doing a survivor pool? With all of us every week.
That could be fun.
Got no issues with that.
Because if Shime picks the best bet on the board and is out, he's out.
He's out.
You get one.
You only get one.
We'll have some sort of a, at the end, whoever the sole survivor is, mm-hmm. we'll have some sort
ooh,
of
Akon.
Some sort of a, I was going to say a day off or something.
It's a gift.
But you can take any day off. We have unlimited flex time here, so you could take any day off. But maybe,
still got those pens laying around, so
we could do,
give those away.
We could, if you want. We could do a logoed, germ-free WEEI ink-filled pen
that we could
from the pandemic times as the prize, certainly. All right, you want to try to do that? We'll have to get everybody to buy in. So
yeah,
we'll have to check with Jones and Keefe and see if they're interested.
Can multiple people take the same team? I don't know how it works.
Yes.
But you just can't use the same team twice throughout the course of a season.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Shime said the Ravens, so is he out?
Nope, we hadn't started the survivor pool.
We hadn't officially started. All right, it's a Patriots Friday. And Jelani Tavai is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And right on time this morning and ready for football, here he is. Hey, Jelani.
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Just ready and excited.
Did you get to watch any of that game last night?
Not at all.
Nothing.
Sleep by the first quarter.
Really? All right, good.
That's good.
Well, you getting that rest.
Yep. You got your 8 hours or your 10 hours. That's good.
Jelani,
we did it.
when you obviously approaching this game, I guess it seems like it's still up in the air. We talked to Mayo. You guys are going to prepare like Ja'Marr Chase is playing. If he does play, what are some of the problems that he's going to create for that defense?
He's a dynamic receiver. You know, he's got a big catch radius, and you know, we just got to make sure that we do our jobs on the back end, and make sure we just secure our tackles. We don't want him to, if he does catch the ball or whatnot, like we just don't want to allow him to become a threat after the catch. You know, so we just got to do our job on pressuring Burrow and causing him to have those off the clock throws, and maybe that'll be one of the ways that we can limit Chase at receiving the ball or whatnot. So we're just gonna have to play fundamental football and rely on each other on the defensive side.
Jelani, obviously the Bengals are a talented team and have been for the last couple of years, but since 2020, they're 1-7 in the first 2 weeks of the season. How important is it for you to capitalize on something like that and make sure that you guys make a really strong first impression?
I didn't even know that they were like that. But I don't look at people's past because, you know, it's a whole new team. They're not the same team that they were last year and the year before that. So we don't know what they're capable of other than what they put on film. And so far what we've seen on film is that they have really good receivers. They have a really good offense, and it's just another opportunity and challenge that we're excited for on the defensive side. And regardless of what happened in the past, we're just going to approach it as if it's another brand new week, because I'm sure that they're doing the same thing. They want to probably change the script on that part of what they've been doing. So we just got to expect them to bring their A game.
Jelani, one of the things you just talked about is kind of getting Joe Burrow off his timing and his spot a little bit. We always talk about familiarity, and when teams have it, they play against each other, or even personnel. You're going to have an opportunity, I think, and you talked about this, to be a guy that can come off the edge and put some pressure. You're going against your former teammate Trent Brown's going to be down there. Obviously, Orlando Brown Jr. is one of the other tackles. What are some of the things that you guys know from playing with Trent Brown that you might be able to attack, to maybe expose a little bit your opportunities coming off those edges to give Joe Burrow some problems? Because it is really about that pass rush that you guys can create.
You know, yeah, they got some big tackles, you know, and I think definitely that's just another, like I said, it's just another opportunity for us to showcase what we got. Obviously, I don't want to go into full detail about what we know about Trent or Orlando or whatnot, but, you know, we have a set game plan about what we want to do, and we just got to trust the process that that game plan is going to work out.
Did you give Bill Belichick a follow on Instagram, Jelani?
I did, actually.
Did he follow you back?
I'm interested to see. I'm not sure, but I'm interested to see what what he wants to do on what did he call it, snap face?
Is that surprising to you that you see, basically you turn on your TV, you're seeing Bill on a new show or he's on Instagram? What have you made of all this?
Oh no, it was a big shocker for all of us. We were I think that was the big talk of the locker room yesterday. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but we were at shock when we saw that.
Yeah. I mean, a tad bit hypocritical, I guess, when a guy is telling you to stay off social media, and then as soon as he's not the coach anymore, he's on social media. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think his biggest message for us was while we're in the building and in league, try our best to get off of it. So, I mean, he wasn't wrong. It's kind of a distraction for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, it helps clear your mind when you don't see all the noise going around, all the buzz. So,
speaking of noise and buzz, has any of the back and forth on who should be the starting quarterback been affected you guys, been a distraction at all?
Not really. At least I can just speak on the defensive side, because we're so focused and dialed in, and regardless on who plays on that side of the ball, we're just going to make sure that we have their backs. That's how we've always been preparing, and that's how we've always played. Whoever's on that side of the ball, regardless of whatever the situation is in the game, we're going to make sure that we continue to just get after the ball and get the ball back into the offense's hands. That way they can make a play and put some points on the board. So, yeah, our job is just to make sure we got their backs and to, you know, get us out of situations.
How do you feel like the defense is this season compared to how they were last season?
I think we're approaching the same way. You know, I probably say the same thing about our teams, how different it is every year, but I think our approach has never changed. How we are, you know, we're excited, we're dialed in, we're focused on what we have, you know, on what we have to do, and come Sunday, we get to just showcase it all.
What was the biggest difference, Jelani, now that camp's over and you're getting ready for week one, of a Gerard Mayo camp versus Bill Belichick?
I don't know. I still felt like the page your way, you know, but I think the difference was just the energy that Mayo brings. you know, it's a little bit more youthful and young. And yeah, I don't know. You got to be in the building to understand it, because I'm sure by the interviews you guys have with him, you can tell the little jokes he probably says or whatnot, but he brings that same energy that he has with you guys to the meetings as well. And it just never changes. So we really appreciate the way that he's been approaching his first year as our head coach.
All right, I was just going to ask real quick,
Jelani, I know you guys always talk about it is about the three units, special teams, defense, and offense, but I played for teams where one is a little bit stronger than the other. Is the mindset from the defense standpoint, because you got a lot of returning guys, a lot of veterans, is it the mindset that we have to make sure that we're the strongest unit out there because we're going to have to carry this football team because it's going to take some time for the offense to get clicking?
We always have that mindset, really. It doesn't matter if our offense was, productive or not. Like our mindset is always, we got to be the ones to set the tone and, you know, to make sure that the team runs through us, you know, that's how I see things. And I'm sure people will see that too, but I don't know. It's more just like how I think it's just the type of football that we play on defense. You know, we're tough and we're just blue collar workers. You know, we want to make sure that everything's like everybody can rely on us. Like, so I don't know. I don't know. That's a good one.
Rob Ninkovich suggested this week that should it be necessary, he would essentially slap Mac Jones silly. Who would win in a fight, a linebacker or a quarterback? In your mind,
a linebacker or a quarterback?
Yeah.
Any linebacker or quarterback, or are we talking about this situation?
I was trying to give you an out, but who would win, Ninkovich or Mac Jones?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know, but if we're just talking a broad statement, I would say a linebacker.
Okay, I would too.
You'd have to put me in the situation, and I'm not gonna allow myself to let that happen.
The quarterback room, Jelani, a little happier this year. Is that the way you would view things?
I don't know. I hope so.
All right. Well, listen. I
got nothing but respect for Mac. So.
Yeah, 100%.
There you go. Plus, Joe Milton's a big guy too.
Joe Milton's a big guy. All right.
He is a big guy.
All right. Listen. Can't wait for Sunday, and can't wait to talk to you again next week. So, go get him.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. There he is, Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday. He's taking Rob Ninkovich. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I was on the island for a while, but all right. We will.
You're going back today.
We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next. There is apparently an interstate pizza war that has erupted, and one of our New England neighbors is under attack. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
It's time for...
You ever go into a new home where you have a shower where the water doesn't come out of the shower head? They put a restrictor on. I took all the restrictors off.
The news.
I've had the experience. I take a shower. I want that beautiful head of hair to be nice and wet. Lather.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
It's definitely his Hancock, so...
excuse me?
Well, that's what they call a signature.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I want it to be lathered beautifully.
On WEEI.
Still to come this morning, I have a mystery guest for all of you at 9 on this morning's show. And
you could call that a special.
Yes. Feature. We call it everything is special at the restaurant, Curtis.
Right.
We call it a feature.
All right.
And then 9:30, as you get ready to wager for the weekend, we will talk with our guy, Nick Costos, and tell you some no sweat bets. That is at about 9:30 on this morning show. But here is Courtney with today's news.
If you missed Curtis's lead this morning, the father of the 14-year-old Georgia school shooter has been arrested and is facing charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for letting his son possess the weapon that he then took to school and killed four, injuring nine more. We can hear from Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Chris Hosey.
Colt Gray's father that was arrested yesterday. He is charged with the following: 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children.
I guess we discussed this during Curtis's lead, but that was almost a couple hours ago at 6:30. So everybody thinks that's the right thing to do going forward.
Yeah.
Especially for minors.
Okay, but, you know, Curtis brought up the slippery slope thing. Like, how accountable are parents for what their teenagers end up doing? Are you going to charge them in any case where a teenager does something that ends up injuring somebody?
Well, we had this conversation about the teenager who was driving the car very fast.
Yes, we did.
And the parents knew that he had a speed issue.
Yeah.
And I think the passenger died, and we had that conversation.
Yeah.
You as a parent, if you know your kid's behavior could lead to his own injury or her own injury or those of others, you should be doing everything in their power to make sure they don't do that. I own guns. If my kid had gun or if my kid had issues, they're locked up where he can't get to them. I'm not getting him any. And I don't know if the guy did, but if I have
this guy, it looks like the FBI came and talked to them and said, your kid is threatening to shoot up a school. And then months later, it appears at Christmas time.
Got an AR-15.
The dad bought him an AR-15.
Yes, that's on the parents.
What is wrong with people?
Right.
A lot. And I would also say, Greg, what would you say to a parent that gave their kids his car, the keys, and said, go drive to school? If he hit someone, wouldn't the person who put him behind the wheel be liable?
We had that conversation. I don't know if you were in, Curtis. We had that conversation. I said the same thing.
Oh, wow.
The parents knew that the son had speeding issues, and they talked to him all the time. And rather than take the keys away from him, they allowed him to drive, and then he ultimately killed one of his friends. And
this goes much deeper, though, because there, like I said during Curtis's lead, there are family members that are talking to the Washington Post, posting on social media. Annie Polhamis Brown, who is the aunt of the shooter, told the Post that adults in his life failed him, and then posted on Facebook, please someone get me in touch with GBI. I've tried calling. I am not scared. I will not back down. I will not disrespect other parents and families that are dealing with this tragedy on the opposite end. They did not deserve this. I will not do anything but humbly support the families involved in this incident that did not ask to be participants. With that said, I will not leave my nephew standing alone. When Uvalde happened, I told my own children that only hurt people hurt people. I did everything I could to fight for my nephew and my niece and my other nephew. Y'all can go ahead and play the blame game all you want, but the families affected by my nephew's actions deserve all the attention now. I will take care of my nephew and what he did. Just check yourself before you speak about a child that never asked to deal with the BS he saw on a daily basis. Okay. So the family saying that she goes on to say, you know, I tried to get him help from afar.
Yeah. Right. But that's hard to do from afar. Every day the dad's in his life.
Right.
So the dad is the one that's going to have the biggest influence on it. I get what she's trying to say but if you're not there on a daily basis, it's hard to help.
But they're saying that the dad should be held.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
Yeah.
How else are we going to stop this? Obviously, if we didn't change gun laws after Sandy Hook, we're never going to change them.
I told you how.
So obviously, we need to have I agree with Wiggy. I'm officially on your side with getting the TSA type thing at schools.
That's it. That's how you stop it.
You also stop it by a father knowing if his son that he knows is disturbed uses the AR-15 you're giving to him for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that's going to send you to jail, you may not do it.
Yeah, that's true, too. But this treat schools like airports.
This is Derek. Hey, Derek.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
So my whole thing is, you know, I bought my kid a BB gun, you know, a little Daisy Red Rider when he was a kid, but he didn't have access to it. It wasn't his just to go and grab.
Yeah.
So, you know, this guy buys his kid an AR-15. how is it that he had access to it to take it whenever he wanted? And I think that's the irresponsible part of this.
Yeah, so you agree
under lock and key.
You would agree that the father should have been charged. And I'm assuming that you wouldn't buy your kid a BB gun if the FBI had just been there saying that he's threatening to shoot up a school, right?
Mm-hmm. No. And I was just using that as an example, but my son couldn't just, if I wasn't around, he couldn't just go take his BB gun and go out and shoot in the yard. It was with supervision.
Well, that's because you're a responsible parent. That guy clearly wasn't a responsible parent, knew his kid was dealing with some type of issues where he was fascinated about school shootings, knew that. And even if you have guns in the house, you should know, okay, I need to keep these locked up. Not only that, if he did go then buy the gun for him, that's even more of a moronic thing to do. But you have to know, and we talk about it all the time, there are some people out there, honestly, that should not have kids.
Yeah.
They should not. And if they do have the kids, they should be taken away from them because they don't know how to be responsible parents.
Yeah.
And that's just the way, that's how it is. But the problem is, unless there's something that that Child Family Services can really step in and do, there's nothing that
you
it's very difficult.
You can't prevent people from having kids.
Exactly.
Right. Just, I mean, look at Tyreek Hill.
No, but, you know, it's... I
mean, that guy is a dynamo.
But even like
Nick, he does not miss.
Even like Nick Cannon.
He's not worried about IVF.
Does not miss.
But we talked about Nick Cannon. He's got like 13 kids.
Yeah.
There's no way that you can be a good father to 13 kids that are scattered all over the country. It's just like, stop it.
You're right. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.